Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
No frills, it just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
We love the music tonight on Intimate Moments. Oh, scripturally, God is holy. Scripturally, He is holy forever. We believe the finished work of Calvary, that Jesus Christ died for us. Isaiah 53 speaks about that. He was looked down upon. He was afflicted on the cross. That's what we believe scripturally. I played earlier on C.C. Winans, or before this, C.C. Winans, Holy Forever. Whenever we admit our failures, our wrongs to the Lord, He does forgive, and we therefore receive mercy to move forward. As far as the east is from the west, the Bible says, so the Lord has removed all our transgressions from us. Provision will always be made by the Lord, because He's the God of provision. Israel was never disappointed. Paul was never disappointed. The disciples of Jesus was never disappointed. No wonder the Bible says, do not worry what you shall eat, what you shall drink, and what you shall wear. All these things, the heathens, they go after. However, your Father in heaven knows what you need. Therefore, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Back to the music, my family, on Intimate Moments. Oh, Omega could know. Libizo la Jesu. We love it on Intimate Moments. Music. Yes, Vitora Jesu.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Welcome to the final hour. This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. A very warm welcome tonight. We are at 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za. DSTV Channel Audiobook 882. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. The first hour done and dusted. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The final hour, Pastor Mko is still with me. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. Songs of worship as well. Praise the Lord, all you people of the Lord who are called by His name. Give Him the praise and sing about His marvelous, marvelous works. For He has done so much for you. And the Bible says, my family, God is a spirit, and they that worship the Lord Jesus Christ must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So scripturally, we believe that He is the creator of the universe. And his love cannot be earned. His love is so big. I quote ku twisisa hina rirhandzu ra xona, kambe xona xi hi rhandzile. May God give us the grace to understand his love. Let me just play Joyous Celebration and we bring in the discussion tonight on this hour. Joyous Celebration, Barry.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
On Intimate Moments, we look at the Bible on Radio Pulpit in the tonight. When you pray, the servant of the Lord says you don't see the office. You don't see the activities that you are supposed to do, but you have faith. The question to you, Ntatemuko, is when is the right time to pray? Let us have the conversation.
Okay. When is the right time to pray? I'm going to answer it simply by saying you pray at every moment that you find, well, that you make time to pray. Because if I say when you find an opportunity or a moment, you may not find a moment. So pray at every turn of events. Okay, as we were saying, when you leave your house or your home and you're going somewhere, you don't see that place. You can visualize it, but you don't see it. So you have faith that I am going to get there. How long is it going to take? It's only God that knows. Okay, so you just keep the faith that I will reach my destination. So faith being a deep trust and confident belief, often in something unseen or something that has not been proven. In biblical terms, faith is both a conviction and a way of life rooted in God's promises. Okay, if you read in Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That is faith. Now, when do you need to pray? You need to pray at every corner. Let us take an example of Daniel. How many times did Daniel pray a day? How many times? He never missed an opportunity to pray. Okay, let's read, I think the First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Have you got it there, Muruti? First Thessalonians,
yes, I got it. You tell me which.
Chapter 5.
My family, I'm having the conversation with the servant of the Lord on Intimate Moments. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number
17.
It says from the Amplified Bible, my family, be unceasing in prayer. Praying, persevering. Other version would say, pray without ceasing.
The King James Version.
Yes. This one says, be unceasing in prayer.
Yes.
I love the Amplified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Simply means never stop praying.
I love it.
Okay.
I love
now, it. This was Paul's encouragement to believers to maintain a constant attitude of prayer.
Hmm.
This doesn't mean speaking non-stop. It doesn't mean wherever you are praying, you are talking, you are praying. It doesn't mean that, okay? It just means you are staying spiritually connected to God throughout the day. Whatever decision you take, whatever you want to say, when you go to attend a meeting, pray first. Ask God to be with you in that meeting. Ask God to assist you to say the right things in that meeting. You know, so make prayer a lifestyle.
Talking
to God in moments of joy, when you are happy, in moments of stress, when you've got to decide on something, or even in your silence. Speak to God.
I
mean, we're not saying do not think about other things.
Yeah.
Think about other things. Think about what you want to achieve. But think about that alongside God's prayer. Alongside saying, you know, if God wants me to have this, may I have it?
Hannah was just murmuring and stammering, praying to the Lord, and the priest early at that time says, you seem to be drunk, woman. Just go home and rest. You know? She says, no, Mfundisi, I am not drunk. I'm a woman of sorrow. I'm just pouring out my heart to the Lord. I'm just paraphrasing her.
Yeah.
I'm just pouring out my heart to the Lord.
Now, if you look at Hannah, I mean, what was Penina doing to her? Each time they went to the temple, you know, Penina would be boasting about
her children. I can imagine.
And here is Hannah, the first wife that doesn't have a child. Okay? And they are both going to the temple for their offerings.
Yeah.
This one doesn't have children. Hannah doesn't have children.
I remember the story well.
And Penina would be saying, you know, in our worldly terms, she'd be saying, I don't even know why you bother going for offering and praying and all that when, I mean, what are your prayers coming to? Look at me. I prayed to God for children, and here they are. You prayed to God for children. Where are they? So why do you keep on going to prayer? You know, so that was bothering Hannah. But in her time of stress and distress, she kept on praying.
I love that. In her times of stress, she prayed to the Lord. Bring us that thing home to us. In our time of stress and depression and anxiety, we should also pray.
We should also pray.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
We live in a world that's full of challenges.
For sure. No doubt about it.
I compare myself to Tate Mashakeni. Why does he have this and I don't have it?
Lord have
why
mercy.
Why is this one living this lifestyle
Lord
and I cannot
mercy.
Live? And we end up even going to steal or committing sin. And those that are not able to steal, some of them even end up committing suicide.
Because
I'm not worthy to be called a man that cannot feed his family.
Sure.
So what is the point of me being on earth? It's because we keep on comparing ourselves with others.
I think may God give us the grace there.
Yeah.
If someone is listening, may we repent. We shouldn't compare ourselves.
No, it
to
doesn't. It
someone
doesn't
else.
Help. It doesn't.
You are
help.
Unique. You are special, the way you are. Talk us through.
You were formed. You were brought to earth for a certain purpose.
Right.
And when we are born as children, we grow up.
We do.
We don't know what our purpose on earth
we
is.
We don't know indeed.
And sometimes we discover our purpose in the last days of our lives. That's when we discover why did God put me on earth? So you've lived for 85 years. And in the 86th year, when God remembers you and calls you home, you only then do you discover your purpose. Okay? So we cannot compare ourselves to others. I've got people that I went to college with.
Yes.
Okay? We all became teachers.
I hear you.
Okay?
Clearly.
Now, we're still keeping contact.
Okay.
Okay? We are still friends. Now, some of them have got huge houses.
I can imagine.
Some of them are driving extremely expensive cars.
Yes.
And here I am walking. Okay? Now, do I now go and compare myself like, we did the same course. We all started teaching at the same time.
All right.
We married at about the same time. We all have children.
Talk to me.
The salary in teaching was the same. Why am I not at that level?
What a question. What a question. Yeah. It's the issue of comparing ourselves, which is not right.
We compare ourselves to others, forgetting that our purposes in life are different. We've got different gifts, different talents. Some of us were brought to this world, or were formed and brought and lived to be bus drivers.
I know that.
Some of us were meant to clean. Some of us were meant to become doctors. Some of us were meant to become teachers. So we are all different.
Now, it brings me to the issue here. Rick Warren, in the book that I often read, he says, knowing your purpose, it gives meaning to your life. You have got a meaning of knowing that God is alive, and his purpose, at the end of the day, you will say to the Lord, it is mission accomplished, because you would have done what God says you should do. So, Let's leave it there. We shall continue.
All right, we'll continue.
My
all
family.
Right.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
We are on this show together tonight, and thank you indeed for choosing Radio Pulpit, where we are playing good music. This is Intimate Moments on a Thursday evening. Indeed, we love what God is saying to us. Give him the praise in every circumstances, because he alone deserves that. He does not change circumstances and situation change, but he never changes. That's why he's calling us into the prayer, where we can intercede, where we can pray and believe that God is able. And my family, I believe that God is our strength and our refuge, a very present help in trouble. And I believe that God is on our side. And since well is on our side, we can say to him, you are great. We are part and parcel of the kingdom today. We are his children today. We are loved today. The favor of the Lord is upon us today. Let's hear the final round of our discussion tonight, my family, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Marule Brothers. Lentswe la gao ke bophelo.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone, or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
When we had the conversation just now, you know, we were talking about purpose and comparing each other with other people, which is not right. And the servant of the Lord was explaining he went to college, and the people that he went with in the college there doing extremely well. However, servant of the Lord, the Bible says, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountain were formed, you were God. Just talk us through about the purpose a little bit before you give a summary of what prayer meant into our lives.
The purpose of prayer.
Yes.
Why do we need to pray?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go back a bit to Daniel. Okay. The key aspects that we can take. I think we all know Daniel and his prayer and his lending into the lion's den and all that. Okay. Now here are the key aspects of his prayer routine, because as we were saying, you need to be consistent in prayer. Daniel prayed three times a day. He prayed morning, noon, and evening. This was his regular habit, not just a reaction to crisis. So he wasn't just praying because there was crisis. He was praying because he had a habit of praying. And it doesn't mean during other times he wasn't praying, because we said, even in your silence, you can pray. Now, where did Daniel pray? He didn't go stand at the corner of some street and prayed. He prayed in his private room with windows open towards Jerusalem, showing that he was longing for God's presence and the restoration of his people. How did Daniel pray? He knelt in humility before God. And his prayers included thanksgiving, even in the face of danger, even when he knew he was going to land in the lion's den, even when he knew he was going to be killed, he kept on praying. So he continued his routine just as he had done before, showing that his prayer life was deeply rooted and it was not wavering. It wouldn't change. So practically, let's start our day with prayer. Pray before making decisions. End your day in reflection and thanksgiving. Thanking God for keeping you for the day. Prayer is not about time. It's about a connection with God, and God is not limited by our schedules. He invites us to talk to him each and every time.
I love
each
that.
Each and every time.
He invites him to talk to him each and every time.
So let's just carry on.
Yeah, sure.
Before we run out of time,
yeah,
to say,
yes.
What is prayer?
Go ahead.
Let's understand what prayer is. Prayer is a conversation with God. Not a monologue, but a dialogue. When you pray, it's like you're talking to your father, you're talking to your dad. Talk to him, okay? Talk to him open-hearted. And let's remember that God knows everything about us, even the sins and iniquities that we think people don't see, people don't know about. He knows about them. So when you go to him, pray, talk to him, ask him forgiveness, pour out your hearts, and listen to his voice. Because prayer is where battles are fought and where peace is found. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Call to me and I will answer. And I'll tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." So God invites us to pray and promises to respond. He will respond, because in the past few weeks, we knew that God is a covenant-keeping God. God will reveal his mysteries and insight that we cannot discover on our own. So when we pray, we invite God to keep his promises, and we ask God to reveal his mysteries. We invite God to reveal his insights that we on our own cannot discover. When we pray, we open a door to divine wisdom. We open a door to God's guidance. And we open a door for God's revelation. So it's not just about asking. It's also about receiving insight from God. Let's go to Matthew 6, verse 6. Which says, I think that's when Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray. And he said, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I like this. You pray to your Father who is unseen. Then the Father who sees you and sees what is done in secret will reward you. So Jesus was teaching that prayer should be sincere and personal, not for a public show. Private prayers build intimacy with God, and it's about the heart connection, not a performance. Not people that when they pray, they want to be seen that they are praying. When you pray for yourself, even when you intercede for other people, your family and all that, go into your private room and speak to God about it. So, because God values the authenticity over appearance. So, if you're authentic in your prayer, God honors that than your show, to show people that I'm praying. You know, so your prayer should be a prayer where you are in conversation with God. And it should be a connection with the heart. It should be intimate. It shouldn't be a show-off. Romans 8:26 as well. I'm carrying on with scriptures, my brother. "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans." In the same way, even when we do not know what to pray, the Spirit will lead us into prayer. When we are overwhelmed, when we are unsure what to pray, when the burdens of the earth are upon us and we do not know what to pray and how to pray, the Holy Spirit will step in and it will pray on our behalf. So we are never alone in prayer. Even in silence or in confusion where we don't understand what's going on, God understands and he responds through his Spirit. And I think the last scripture that I want to read for you is James 5 verse 16, which says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective, meaning that prayer from someone who lives in alignment with God, that prayer carries a great spiritual power. So a life of integrity strengthens our prayers. God honors the prayers of those who seek him in sincerity and they live righteously.
My family, what a night and what a conversation. I must say that we are thoroughly, thoroughly blessed to have you, servant of the Lord. And I would love, you know, just to pray for the family. Give us your details, because this is a family radio station. Mm. They love to get in touch with you off air. Before you can give us your details, kindly pray for the family. And yeah, thanking God for the presentation and the preaching of his word. And you give us the details after.
No, absolutely. Let me just briefly give these two sentences as an encouragement to us.
All right.
Don't wait for the perfect moment. Start praying wherever you are. Do not wait to say, I'm not on my knees, I'm still walking. Start praying wherever you are. And God is not looking for perfect words. He looks for sincere hearts, because the Holy Spirit will then intercede for us.
Mm.
Shall we pray?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for being a God who listens.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that whenever we pray, and even when we don't know how to pray,
yes, Lord,
you know what we want to say to you.
Mm.
In our distress, in our confusion, Father, you are there knowing what we want to express to you. Teach us to pray with faith, Lord. Teach us to seek you daily and to trust you in your perfect will. Strengthen our hearts and guide our steps. Show us where we need to be. And Lord, may we not cease praying. May we always keep on praying. In the beautiful and precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Dade Ephraim Moko, the teacher of the word. Where can the family find you in terms of connecting with you, just to hear more about the word? Perhaps they need prayer, so to say.
No, absolutely. It's something that I'd love doing, praying for family wherever they are. In every morning when I get up, when I pray, I pray for other people as well. I don't just pray for me and my family only.
All right.
I pray for other people as well. I cover other people as in prayer as well. Those are in hospitals. Those that are behind bars. Those that are sick but they are walking. We pray for everyone.
Love that.
So it doesn't mean my prayer is the only prayer that can be heard.
Hmm.
Each and every person's prayer will be heard.
Give us your details. Give us
details. They can connect with me on Radio Pulpit. They can just send WhatsApp to the Radio Pulpit WhatsApp number
082-657-2729. Let me say it again.
Yes.
082-657-2729.
082-657-2729.
Yes.
And then on socials, they can find me on Facebook at Lesecha Moko.
Mm-hmm.
They can find me on Instagram as Lesecha Moko as
right.
well. On LinkedIn, for those that want to talk business as well.
Right.
You know, there will be those that want to advertise on the pulpit. They can get in touch with me on LinkedIn as Lesecha Moko as well. So on all my socials, I'm Lesecha Moko. They can find me there.
My dear brother, thank you so much. Blessings to you. Shalom.
Shalom, my dear brother.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067
0800-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.